Holy Spirit, train us in your law, in your law school. I want to be a successful attorney who leads cases before the Supreme Court of Heaven and wins. Thank you that we can come boldly before your throne of grace because of the finished work of Christ. Give us a tenacious spirit, one that consistently reminds you of your words and gives you no rest until every knee bows and every tongue confesses that you are the Lord. In your loving Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, good morning to you. It's Monday morning, and we thank God for waking us up and giving us another opportunity to arise and shine, because His glory is upon us. It's Monday, the 26th of August. The summer is almost over officially. We thank God for a wonderful season called summer that we've had this year. Welcome to Maximum Radio. You're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. We're a program specifically dedicated and targeted to prayer and intercession. We welcome all of our listeners, all of our live participants. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this distinct honor of being your prayer partner for the next several minutes. We welcome all of you. Thank you so much for your faithfulness to the Lord. Your love for the Lord is exceedingly great. We thank you. God bless you. Well, today in our I Am series, and for those of you that may be joining us for the first time or may be not clear on what the I Am series is about, God Himself said to Moses in the wilderness, He says, I am that I am. Therefore, we've been meditating on getting to know our God more intimately. He is so extensive and so wide that we choose to take morsels, daily little pieces, and meditate on that all day long. So we're discovering that He has so many facets to Him that it's a huge task for us, which we enjoy, of course, of learning of Him. So our I Am for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 2. And it reads this way. Let us listen. For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. So our I Am takeaway for meditation today is, I am the Lord who looks on those who tremble at my word. It's trembling time. The Lord who looks, that's the name of our program today. Once again, welcome to all of our live listeners and all those who are participating and enjoying our stream, which is on demand 24/7. God bless you. Well, I just want to open up with a quick tidbit for us that I believe God is feeding us as we go through our daily lives. Now, in the New Testament, the Greek word for watch, and we're intercessors, watchmen on the wall, and the Greek word for watch is Gregorio, And my last name is Gregory. And so I was in a business facility on this past Saturday. The lady said to me, she says, "Do you know what your name means?" I said, "No, I've heard interpretations of my name, which are all good and I would consider awesome and flattering." But she invited me into something that I had not really looked into in the past. And, oh, my heart just leaped. Let me put it this way. There was something in my innards that leaped, like when Mary encountered her cousin, Mary, the mother of Christ. Says something leaped. The baby leaped inside of her. I felt something leap. She said, "Your name means watchman." And I said, "Praise God, because that's what I endeavor to be. Watchman, a watchman on the wall." Well, in the Greek New Testament, it means to be awakened or vigilant. How is that? So this is where we get the term prayer vigil. And Webster defines this meaning of watch as keeping awake in order to guard, to give a close observation, to be on the alert, or to be alert. Now in Matthew 26 and verse 41, Jesus gives admonition to his slumbering disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. I want to quote what he said. He says, "Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Now in Mark 14 and verse 38, there are similar words. Now Paul's counsel to us is continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That's taken from Colossians 4:2. Now, the Apostle Luke, he admonishes us in chapter 21, verse 36. He says, "Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape." In the New American Standard Bible, it renders this verse this way. It says, "Keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place." I believe, friend, that the Holy Spirit is perhaps saying to us, or at least trying to say to us, bring across an important point. Watching is related to having the strength to overcome. I would love to repeat that if you would let me. Watching is related to having the strength to overcome. Thank you for watching with us, and may God bless you richly on this day as we engage in watching together. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, please feel free to come forth with it. I'm asking God that the spirit of prayer would rest upon us so that we find the liberty to come before him more and more, being bold, coming boldly before him. That's important, that we come boldly, because that's a privilege. There was a time we could not come before God in the way we're doing. We had to have representatives other than ourselves. Now we can, because of the work that Jesus Christ has done. The veil has been rented. The curtain has been removed. And we are invited to come in. We are now ourselves being made kings and priests unto God. Isn't that wonderful? Oh boy, I think that is overwhelming. So we thank God for that. So if you have a prayer request or even a praise report of what God has done and is doing as you move forward in prayer and intercession, we're watching God just do what he does, that is, be God, and there's no other God. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
This is Florence McLaughlin. I have a praise report, and I have a prayer request. I praise God and thank all the prayers and saints and you for praying for Stefan that he made his He made it back home from Florida.
Praise God. Praise
God. Because he got sick down there, and thank God for the prayers, and he made it back home from Florida. So now they're sending him on, they already sent him, on a trip to Columbia, South Carolina.
Praise
you know,
God.
And he left yesterday at 1 o'clock. So the thing is, I want to pray that that God builds a shield of protection around him. You know, being a young man as he is, and you know what I mean about our people in that position, in that high position.
Yes.
You're going to find jealousy. And being that he is, I think they're really jealous because he's smart, and maybe he might show up some other people. But being in the position he is, I guess he's just learning the corporate world right now. So,
yes.
You know, there's going to be jealousy, and that, you know, that God protect him and keep him in his care, and that he remember who he are and where he's from, and he remember who God is. So he's in Columbia now on assignment to November, but he'll be able to fly back and forth if he wants to. But the thing is, just keep him in prayer and keep the shield of protection around him, and we thank God that we know he's in the right hands, so let him realize that who he is and remember when he come up against some oppositions that he just have to look to the Lord about it.
Well,
so he's in Columbia, South Carolina now on assignment with the company.
Well, thank you for that praise report. We did pray for him. And truly, God does answer prayer. So thank you for that prayers report. And also thank you for the prayer request. You know, your point is well made and your concern is well founded. Daniel experienced jealousy while he was in captivity.
That's exactly.
Yeah. And it was, he experienced that not because he was doing something wrong. It was because he was doing all the right things.
Exactly.
And, of course, being a young man at that time, Daniel could have done a lot of other things that would just serve the flesh and himself. But the enemy was totally upset at Daniel's focus, Daniel's purpose, and the life that Daniel lives. So we do have to cover our children, our young people in prayer.
Yeah.
So let's lift up Andre. Let's lift up Andre right now.
It's Stefan.
I'm sorry, Stefan.
Lift up Andre, too. He needs it. But Stefan.
Yeah. yes. Let's lift them up right now because these are young people and their lives are in formation and they're designed to actually be weapons in the hands of God. And Stefan is bright and brilliant. And God is raising him up as a leader, as a thought leader, and a functional leader. So we're going to affirm that right now. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, saints. Father, we do thank you for who you are, and that our petitions, our intercessions come before you without cost to us only because of what Jesus Christ did for us. So the least we can do is to present ourselves as a living sacrifice and sacrifices, and this is a reasonable service. So we would know what is your good and perfect will. And we know your perfect will concerning young people, concerning those that are just recently, relatively landed on our planet, and they're in formation. They're pursuing education. They're pursuing new careers. And Father, we identify and target Stefan specifically for prayer, even as he ventures forward boldly, going deeper and deeper into your purposes for his life. We pray, O God, that the leader that you're making him and the leader that you've designed him to be, the wiring that you've placed internally inside of him, would be exposed, come forth for service to your kingdom and to your name by him serving people. And Father, we install right now a hedge of protection around his life.
Yes.
Complete hedge. A ring of protection such that the enemy finds a barrier. He finds a hindrance if he ever plots or designs anything against the life of Stefan. That Stefan would be healthy and strong, getting up every day feeling like a warrior, ready to perform the mission, to venture out onto the task, and to win. In the name of Jesus, bless him. Give him dreams. Give him dreams and visions of your great purposes. Fertilize his heart, his spirit, and his mind with your vision, your designs, in the name of Jesus. Cause him to be able to stand in every situation, and having done all, stand victoriously. And we pray for his brother, Andre, in the name of Jesus. You would quicken him. We send a word of life to his spirit, to his inner man right now, to quicken him, to wake him up to your purposes for him. Cause him to look towards heaven, from where his help comes from. And Father, you've been kind to him, and you've been kind to his grandmother as she looks and prays and watches over them. Bless all of her efforts. Bless her with strength, with health. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. And we are looking and anxious to give you the praise. We thank you for the testimony of your goodness, the testimony of mercies, the testimony of your favor towards these young people. Now, those of you who may be listening, lay hold of that prayer for yourself and for your particular situation in your family, in your community, in your place of work, wherever. Just lay hold of that, that God, our word says that he is a God who looks on those who tremble at his word. God looks. He looks. His eyes goes to and fro in the earth. There are no barriers to what he is able to see. No barriers. And so we thank him for that. And that's why we watch. We just love to watch and be vigilant in prayer. Thank you for that praise report, and thank all of you for joining us in agreement with that prayer. Thank you so much. If there's another prayer request, we are open to receiving it on this Monday, the 26th of August, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Imagine that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, good morning. Hallelujah. Good to hear your voice.
thank God for this wonderful day that he has allowed us and blessed us to see, and this new week, which is the new work week. We thank God for his grace and his mercy that is new every morning. This morning, I would like to lift up a young man and I'll ask the saints to agree with me for his life. His name is Sadiq Modest. And
would you repeat his name for us, please?
His name is Sadiq.
Sadiq.
Modest. Sadiq.
Okay, got it. Yes,
I have known him. I've known him since he was a newborn baby. And he just turned 18 a couple days ago, 2 years ago. And I was in his life very closely for a period of time. Now, I'm not that close in his life, but he's always stayed on my mind, and I've always lifting him up in prayer. But I would just like the saints to join with me and agree that he would come to know the Lord. That is because he's in a home. I don't believe his mother is saved. I know his father is not. And just like torn between, because they are separated. His mother and father are separated, and he's just torn, and it is a burden on my heart for him. So I would just like to say, Sir Lord, have they lift him up in prayer this morning, that he would get a sense of direction, that the Holy Spirit would be able to speak to him, and that he would surrender and get salvation for his soul and direction for everything in his life. He's a young man that he makes little mistakes because he's young and he doesn't have someone to truly guide him in the right direction. So I just pray for him this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer request, and thank you for accepting the burden of the Holy Spirit to pray for this young man, pray for his life. God is really, really concerned about what is happening to children and young people in our world today. It is devastating what they're not getting that they need and what they're being fed that they don't need. That is causing dysfunction, excuse me, and misalignment in growth with God's purposes. So we're going to pray for Sadiq right now. Father, we do thank you that your eye continues to look upon the hearts of men. Father, forgive us adults, for not having a world that is friendly to children and to young people in a way that it could and might. Forgive us. Forgive us for not standing up for the values that would shape the lives of young people so that they are total, complete, finished instruments in your hand. And Father, we pray for Sadiq right now. And there must be a reason, Father, and we're discerning it, that you continue to have him on our sister's mind. And that's because you want her to be a watchman on the wall. And we have this honor and privilege of joining in agreement with her today concerning Sadiq, that his life would be fashioned after your unique design, that his life would come into alignment, that his life would have the light of Christ shining forth from it. We rebuke the plots and design of the adversary, who is not a creator, but someone who misshapes and distorts what you, God, have created. You, the only creator. And you created Sadiq, and we call forth your plans that you have for him. We call them forth right now in the name of Jesus. We call forth your plans in his life. We call forth an overcoming life, peace, and the subsiding of the pain that comes from being in a family that's broken. Father, do a miracle in his family, bringing peace in the relationships there that are distorted, that are broken, that are divided. Bring peace, bring union in the name of Jesus. And Father, we call it done, and we're looking forward for a great testimony and report, a miraculous report of what you've done and what you're doing in Sadiq's life. Save him. Cause him to find you. Let the Holy Spirit shine the light that guides right to the cross. In the name of Jesus. Bless him right now. And for those of us that are on this program now, claim that prayer for situations that you're aware of that are similar for young people. Now, may I quickly share this with us as our time winds down. The Lord has placed it on my heart heavily, and I'm going to ask you to join us over the next immediate future in days and weeks to come to pray for all of the high schools. The Lord placed this on my heart 2 weeks ago, this Saturday. And so I had my wife record all of the names of the high schools in our city, Science High, Arts High, West Side, all of those. And we are going to pray for those schools. Pray for those young people. There are thousands of them. We're going to pray for them. I don't know where that's going to take us. I just know that we're to do it. So be blessed. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. We're the watchmen on the wall. What a privilege that we have. So thank you once again for joining us, and we welcome all of those that who may be streaming our program even after we're gone from the live show. But thank you for joining us. I sense and feel the presence of God, and more as we enter in, I sense that this time is really too short. But thank God for it. We thank God for it. And just know that we are blessed and that you have the victory this week, all week long. Stand and walk in victory in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen and amen.
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 Awesome.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you